This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. Last weekend's winter storm brought snow and rain to the northern plains, with over 2 feet of snow being reported in portions of central, north central, and northeast North Dakota. Heavy snow accumulations were also seen in other portions of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. That snow and rain put a halt to dry edible bean harvest in the northern plains. Based at Devil's Lake, North Dakota, one of the heavier hit areas, Rock and Roll Agronomy owner Jason Hansen had a chance to get out after the storm and look at the dry edible bean crop.
If you had anything that was cracked or split, moisture got in there, there was sprouts starting to happen. You get north and it was just a little later and just really hadn't really gotten going on some of that stuff. So
at New Rockford, North Dakota, farmer Jeff Schaefer had just started pinot bean harvest before the snow hit.
Personally, for us, we've got about 40% of the pinot beans left. We purchased some tracks for the combine. I'm hoping we can get back into the field and salvage some of this crop, but as conditions continue to be like this, it just gets to be more and more expensive to try to go after this crop.
On that note, a letter has been sent to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue seeking, quote, the fullest appropriate disaster assistance under the WIP Plus program and other USDA programs. This letter was signed by groups representing farmers in the northern tier states, including the U.S. Dry Bean Council. The current WIP Plus regulations now exclude quality losses for everything but wine grapes. Farmers are encouraged to contact their local extension agent with any crop losses or other damages. That's been the dry bean scene, made possible in part by Central Valley Bean Cooperative, FMC, and UPL.